The face behind one of the nation's most iconic sashes by Andrew Alonzo. When the 2021 Miss America pageant aired last Thursday on the Peacock television network, the newly crowned champion shared one striking similarity among a few East Coast college graduates and the 2021 Claremont High School homecoming court. If you inferred the headline correctly, you likely guessed all wore sashes, depicting their crowning achievement and newly earned titles. But the common denominator does go a bit further than that. What the sashes also share was that each was supplied by Angelique Barnum, a Claremont resident who runs a world-recognized sash company out of Upland, appropriately named the Sash Company Incorporated, which opened in October of 2002. Barnum's products also include stoles and ribbons for essentially every occasion. During last Friday's interview with Barnum, the 52-year-old CEO revealed that stoles were actually how the Sash Company planted its roots. In 2000, before any mention of sashes, Barnum's husband, Robert Barnum, needed help finding stoles for his university club members. She recalled,
about 20 years ago when my husband came to me and said, I need a graduation stole. And I said, what's that?
Angelique, who learned to sew from her mother at the age of 4, acquired all of the threading and stitching necessary to create the stoles at home. She quickly taught her 2 daughters how to sew, much like the way her mother and grandmother taught her, and the trio got to work making graduation stoles for Mr. Barnum's club. The order was successful and got Angelique thinking about tackling a bigger market beyond her friends and family. Basking in every entrepreneur's dream, Angelique told us,
The internet was kind of still a little brand new 20 years ago, right? Mm-hmm. And so I was Googling it, and there wasn't another company on the entire internet that sold graduation stoles. And I went, wow, I can do this from home, and I have a niche market, which is what everyone's looking for, right? So now I have competition from all over the place and from China and all over. We were the first ones on the internet for graduation stoles.
During a late evening in 2000, the Barnum family was dining out when Angelique said the idea sprang into her mind about creating pageant sashes for little girls across the United States. That one loaded thought came with a dream sponsorship that Barnum was determined to net, the official sash sponsor of Miss America. 2 years later, the Sash Company Inc. was founded, but becoming Miss America's sash provider was still a long shot. Little did Barnum know that the pageant ditched sashes in 1972, long before the opening of her business. Yet, that realization did not stop her from going after what she wanted most. So, for the next 3 years, she kept on creating sashes, stoles, and ribbons. In 2005, she said that her hopeful wish began to come true when she received a call from an NBC television producer asking for fabric samples.
They hadn't done sashes since 1972, and they were rebranding themselves, and they did a reality series. And the producer from the film crew, the producer from the agency that was doing the filming, called and asked for samples from everyone in the country. And we didn't know what they were for. They even said it was for Miss America. So I'm like, yeah, okay, I'll send you a sample. So I sent them a sample, and they chose us. out of everyone in the entire country.
Among the many tailors across the nation who submitted samples, Barnum's fabric caught the interest of NBC network officials, and the company employed Barnum in 2005 to supply sashes for the Miss America reality series, which took place on the Queen Mary in Long Beach. As with all orders, Barnum remembered packing and checking the shipment box twice. Yet, somehow, the Miss New Jersey sash was not in the box. Later, she found the sash she had forgotten to pack, as producers informed her it was missing. However, when she found the sash, she saw the J on the jersey was off-center, which meant that on deadline day, the entire sash had to be redone. Embarrassed about the delay, Barnum made a new sash and drove to the Queen Mary to deliver it to the producers on time. While on the Long Beach set, she created an opportunity for herself, while most would just cut their losses. Hoping to help viewers at home differentiate the contestants on the show, Barnum spoke convincingly with Michael Allegretti, a Miss America representative, about bringing back sashes permanently to the contest.
And I gave it to them, and I got a chance to meet the VPs and all of the film crew and all these bigwigs in Miss America. And I had a brave moment, and I said, "Mike," I said, "don't you think it's time that Miss America goes back to sashes?" And he looks at me, and he goes, "You know what, Angelique? You're absolutely right. I think we should." And then I drew up a bunch of designs. So I actually designed the first Miss America sash for them. And it's on a statues, and it's on a doll, and it's really exciting. And from that moment on, we were the longest running sponsor of Miss America. And yeah, and here we are today. So it's really a big deal.
Barnum still gets goosebumps retelling the story of how her small-scale business, of which there is only one, netted her her most desired deal. She said,
"To be part of this, it's 100 years old. It's a big deal. Yeah, I'm really proud of them too, because they're really beautiful. We make the best sashes in the world. We really do. We're recognized in our industry as being the best in the world."
And she's not just boasting. Apart from being recognized industry-wide as the best, Barnum essentially set the gold standard of what television and pageant industry sashes could, would, and should be. For 16 long years, the Sash Company Incorporated of Upland have been the official sash provider and sponsor of the Miss America pageant, along with supplying sashes to hundreds of other state and locally held pageants around the world. The company has served not only the likes of Buckingham Palace, but also countless counties, high schools, colleges, fraternities, sororities, and just locals around the United States. No matter who the sash is for, the Sash Company Incorporated ensures all orders are made to the highest quality standards, much like the Miss America sashes. With the construction of each sash, Barnum said,
"And so it's just an honor to be part of like these pinnacle moments in someone's life."
Barnum's mother taught her the one skill she needed to conquer the world, just as her grandmother had shown her mother, and her great-grandmother had shown her grandmother, so on and so forth. She added that her relatives are still in the shop with her today in the form of heirloom jars, which hold their old sewing materials on the south wall of the business. As Barnum showed the courier the jars and reflected on her family. She said,
"Incredible." And so I love the idea that they're all looking down on me.
The Sash Company, Incorporated is located at 1164 Monte Vista Avenue, Suite 8 in the College Business Park of Upland. The sash makers do take walk-ins for any and all occasions, and their store hours are between 8 a.m. and 5 p.m. Monday through Friday. For more information, call the store at 909-982-7222. For the Claremont Courier, I'm Andrew Alonzo. Oh, and one more thing. From this Courier reporter and from the Courier family, we wish you all a happy holiday season and a very happy and safe New Year's. Here's to 2022.